When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm just not over this Cliff Kingsbury news here. I mean, I guess you could argue that Cliff was putting Jaden in harm's way a lot. But, like, Jaden has something to do with that as well. It's just very interesting. I'm not sure that they can do much better than Cliff Kingsbury. But maybe I'm just putting Cliff Kingsbury on a pedestal. I mean, a lot of people weren't even fans of the hire to begin with, right? We had the whole discussion last year when they went from 7-2 to 7-5 about Cliff falling off the cliff at the end of every year. The defenses figure him out, and he's not the same. But then they didn't figure him out, and the team got hot again. And then Detroit. Like, I go back to last year at Detroit. Cliff Kingsbury outcoached the living bleep out of Ben Johnson. And now look who's the head coach. And in the postseason with Chicago, and Cliff Kingsbury's searching for a job. Now, he might end up being a head coach, and after this move, you probably just pissed him off. He might take the damn Giants job and come whoop your butt two times a year, right? I don't know that I really support this move at all, and I'm not sure where this leads us here with Dan Quinn moving forward. I don't know that Dan Quinn can hire a better offensive coordinator than Cliff Kingsbury and also hire a better defensive coordinator and also improve this defense. Things just got a lot tougher this offseason for Jaden Daniels as well. Thank God he's fully healthy. Did you imagine if he had to learn a new offense and he was, you know, dealing with an ACL or something like that? We got lucky. We really did get lucky there. And I guess maybe Adam Peters just truly believes, even though he said he's just supporting Dan Quinn, he believes Jaden got hurt because of Cliff's play calling. That's what it really came down to. What Cliff did was successful in Washington. The end of the year stats look like an offense that was better than 5-12. The reason they were 5-12 was because how bad the defense was. That's what it keeps coming down to me is, I understand you fire your defense coordinator, and you did it at the beginning of this, the beginning of December, basically, right? But now you have fired both of your coordinators in 2 years here that maybe they weren't the right guys to hire at the coordinator position in the first place. And your job is going to depend on not just, getting those guys replaced, but nailing the replacement. You have to have an awesome defense coordinator. You have to have an offense coordinator that's going to bring Jaden to the Pro Bowl next year. That needs to, for you to keep your job. I'm not over this at all. I can't believe we did this. But I guess maybe it was telling yesterday. We should have known, right? We should have known when yesterday he was asked about the coordinators and he basically skipped over Cliff Kingsbury. It is wild. We will have to bring in a offense coordinator that has experience and a high-level experience. It's got to be a guy, I think, that has one and maybe one with a dual-threat quarterback. But I think you're going to see a different style of Jaden Daniels, which hopefully leads to him playing more games. I think he finally understood that at the end of the season when he said, my best ability is availability. But you're probably going to see a completely different offense that maybe has Jaden Daniels way under center more than last year. I think, what was probably really telling was when the report came out, when Jaden was shut down, that statistically, his scramble rate went up 3%. The entire offseason, the conversation between Peters and Quinn and Cliff had to be about eliminating some of his scrambles and putting him less in harm's way, less percentage of the time. And so maybe we should have known they were going to move on from Cliff as soon as that study came out that his scramble rate was up. And then you got to look at Cliff's perspective on this thing. You're firing me for going 5-12? when you took my quarterback away from me the final six games of the season. You took him away from me. There's dysfunction in this organization right now. Adam Peters has kind of handcuffed himself to Dan Quinn, which makes me feel like if next year doesn't work, we're going to move on from both of them. Both of them. I mean, here's, I think, the part that frustrates me the most. And maybe I'm just being a negative Nancy on this. I find it highly unlikely that you bring in a new offense coordinator, have Jaden learn a new system completely, and get to the Super Bowl. I find that... So, like, we're probably looking at another transition year in which 10 wins would be good. To go from 5-12 to 10-7 would be good. And then you have to figure it out because Jaden's then going to get paid. I mean, this is just... It's a nightmare situation. It was already a nightmare season. And I was okay with an offseason in which you try to work hard to get a couple big free agents and you draft well. But now it just feels like it's too much newness going on, and the culture that Dan Quinn built has evaporated. Cliff was part of that culture. Joe Witt Jr. was part of that culture. A lot of those guys, and even players that were part of the 12-5 team, are not going to be back next year. And if they are, that's going to be at a much limited role. So you're kind of starting all over again, which is why I know there are going to be people. I know there are going to be people that call for Dan Quinn's job now. And I don't know what Adam Peters would say to that. He still thinks Dan's the right leader of men, but he's not the right guy to call your defense, and his first choice at offense coordinator was not the right guy. So, I mean, look, I will support Dan Quinn for another year. But if you told me that Adam Peters decided tomorrow to fire Dan Quinn, I'd say, I mean... I kind of see why. I don't want him hiring the new OC.
It feels a little bit late to fire Dan Quinn now, especially after you've made all these moves.
Yeah.
All the other coaches.
You've set up to fire Dan Quinn in the middle of next season.
Right.
If it's not working well. Like, he could be fired by January 1st next year.
I wouldn't be surprised. If they start slow, that's going to be the thing. They have to start quickly. If they start slow, I don't think he makes it through the year.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen this before, and I already said the other examples. A lot of coaches peak their first year. That's the best they get out of that locker room with that group of guys. I think maybe you argue that Dan saw that and that this is his last-ditch effort here, is the only chance that we turn things around next year is if we get in a better offensive coordinator that fits where we're envisioning.
But the offense wasn't the problem, though. That's what you keep coming back to, right? Yeah. The offense wasn't the problem. It was the defensive side of the ball.
The offense wasn't the problem, but the offense wasn't good, you know? So it's like, you kind of needed to replace both coordinators, right? I don't know why you would make that move. Like, especially because you also lost Tavita Pritchard. Like, they were so in on bringing the band back together, right? Like, Brian, everybody that was in that quarterback room, there's a reason Sam Hartman stuck around. They had no interest in playing him. They kept him around because they wanted to run it back with everybody in that group. And now everybody in that quarterback room is gone, basically. And so you have to start over again. I wanted to talk about who they were going to get in the draft. I told Michael this, so we're bringing Michael on next. I'll say this right now. There's four guys that are being mocked in the latest mock draft by ESPN to go 7, 8, 9, and 10. I would take every single one of them. At 7, they have Washington taking David Bailey, the edge rusher out of Texas Tech. He was a stud this season. He was really good. Basically the only guy that I thought was good in their loss over the weekend. At 8, they have the Saints taking running back Jeremiah Love. I would love Jeremiah Love. I do think that what he's shown at Notre Dame, and when you get invited to the Heisman ceremony, you have the ability to be a franchise-changing running back. I really do think Jeremiah Love could be that good. The problem is, I don't know if we have the luxury of using the 7th overall pick on a running back when you need an edge rusher and other things. At 9, they have the Chiefs taking Reuben Bain. Reuben Bain almost single-handedly ended Ohio State's season. I mean, he was terrific, dude, on that line. At 10, they have the Bengals taking Caleb Downs, safety from Ohio State. I would love Caleb Downs. I have identified safety as a position that we absolutely must upgrade. And I think Dan Quinn would agree. You know how many percentage of snaps Quan Martin played? 9% the final week. 22% the week before that. He even was asked about it, and he said he played less times because something they saw a mistake he made on film. The writing is on the wall. Quan Martin will be replaced at safety. I would be fine with Caleb Downs. Downs, Love, Bain, and Bailey are four guys. I would be happy with all four of them.
Getting Baines at 7 would be amazing. I'm shocked they have him falling that far to 9. Yeah. I feel like he's a guy that could potentially go in the top 3.
Yeah, but it's the quarterbacks. Everybody mocks that quarterbacks are going to end up going 1 and 2. I don't know that they end up actually going 1 and 2. But I will say the teams at the top of the list need quarterbacks.
So, that is true.
I mean, is it a mistake to take Fernando Mendoza number 1 overall? I would say yes. It's a mistake.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know how much he's going to amount to in the NFL. He's really good in college. Look what he's doing with Indiana right now, but I just don't.
What was it? Did it correctly go Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May?
Yes.
It was 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
I think it could happen again this year. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are live and local, reacting to the breaking news today. Washington moved on from both coordinators. I was shocked to see that Cliff Kingsbury alongside Joe Witt Jr. out in Washington as the two coordinators. You know, Dan Quinn was asked about something positive for this season. He talked about the offensive line. Well, now they fired the offensive line coach, too, with John Kimes' latest report that Bobby Johnson's out of a job. And he also had a very interesting tweet saying, I don't know that they're done making moves today. We bring on Michael Phillips now for a segment we have declared Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, I'll start with this. I called this Dan Snyder era baloney to hold a press conference Monday and then fire the OC on Tuesday. And now he's hidden. We don't have to hear from the general manager for a couple months.
I mean, more than that, I'm probably not going to hear from Adam Peters again until right before the draft. So you're talking about April or May at this point. And I'll go one further for you, Adam. With Cliff Kingsbury, this doesn't just remove him from here. He can't get a head coaching job now. You can't hire a head coach who just got fired as a coordinator. This feels deliberate and somewhat personal. That they could have just left him in the seat for 5 days and see if somebody's going to hire him as a head coach and let him leave peacefully. To fire him today or to mutually part ways with him today sure has the vibe of, we don't just want you out of here, we want to hurt your chances of getting a job as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and that just doesn't make any sense because they loved Cliff Kingsbury and they were so committed to bringing back him and the entire offensive staff in the offseason, and that was a win, right? They talked about winning the offseason by not having Cliff Kingsbury go and be the head coach of the New Orleans Saints or the Jacksonville Jaguars or something like that. And, you know, even with Diana Rossini's report, it was awkward because it was the first time that I would say that something got leaked with this new regime here, and the report was kind of accurate, right? For the first time in a while, we're going to see an OC trying to become a head coach while also maybe getting fired. That's exactly what happened.
It is, and you know, the credit to her for being on top of those Remlin, because DQ had warned that, you know, right, the tension between Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury that we perceived to be tension between DQ and Adam Peters, which turned out to not be true. I think if anything, this secures and cements the bond between Quinn and Peters. They yeah. seem to be in lockstep on the same page together.
I also didn't like their answers to any of the questions at the press conference yesterday. It made Adam Peters look like a loser that does nothing but answer to Dan Quinn. In other scenarios, wouldn't it be the general manager answers first and then the head coach chimes in? Like, it just felt backwards, and it feels like Adam Peters has handcuffed himself to Dan Quinn, and I wouldn't be surprised if both of them were out of a job if it failed next year.
I don't know, because he's got a decent track record here. You know, his trades have been largely good. We can name some misses. Marshawn Lattimore was a miss, but it wasn't a catastrophic one. His big swings have all been pretty good. Laremy Tunsil was a great addition. Ownership has to decide if it likes the way he handled McLaurin or not. I mean, certainly there are a lot of owners in the NFL that would tell you they thought he won that by sending the message to the team, you don't get more money just by holding out, which was ultimately what happened to Terry. There are other owners who would tell you, my gosh, I mean, that derailed a promising season because you got your receiver yeah. hurt early in the year. So ownership's going to have to make up their mind on that, how they feel about him. But certainly when you tie yourself to a guy like that, you're right that when the ship goes down, you both go down together.
So the biggest frustration for me about this move is I find it very unlikely that you can hire a new offense coordinator, get Jaden Daniels to learn a new system, and make it to the Super Bowl. Like, that's got to be the goal in mind for this team, right? Make the playoffs, win a playoff game. With all these changes here, feels like it's going to be a transition year that maybe we should just be happy with 10-7.
They came one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and it's largely the same roster. It's the same star quarterback. It's insane not to make that your ultimate goal. I agree with you. You know, how is he going to be able to draw an offensive coordinator into what is clearly a lame duck season? If Dan Quinn doesn't do well next year, clearly he's out. Which offensive coordinator is going to want to hitch his wagon to that? And then now you're back to the Atlanta problem, right? When Kyle Shanahan left in Atlanta, the whole thing fell apart pretty quickly because he didn't have a great plan B. Well, he talked at length when he was hired. He loved not just hiring Cliff, but that whole staff, because he viewed them as offensive coordinators in training, that if he were to lose Cliff, it could be next guy up. They could keep system continuity. Well, he's throwing the system out now, or Adam Peters is throwing the system out now, or they're throwing the system out now. Feels incredibly misguided.
Yeah, it feels like a desperation move, and might be the last thing that Dan Quinn, you know, does here in Washington, which is incredible to say, but I feel that it just feels like a desperation move by Dan Quinn.
Or is it a desperation move by Adam Peters?
Would he come out and say yesterday, my job is just to support Dan Quinn's decisions on coordinator?
I think he's a puppeteer hiding in the back with his hand on the strings, right? And Dan Quinn's a very, very highly paid a public shield to hold in front of that. But,
yeah.
you know, that's what Roger Goodell is for the owners. The owners make the decisions. Roger Goodell defends them, and he makes a lot of money to do that. It's a good lucrative job. And look, DQ's allowed to coach the football team the way he wants, but, you know, the owner was very clear that he was setting up a process where the general manager ran the football team and everything else came through that. So it's hard to think that Adam Peters' fingerprints aren't on this. And you mentioned correctly that Peters seemed a little more jittery than usual, a little more hesitant than usual. It's probably because he knew what was coming and he knew what he was going to do the next day.
Right. And just Dan Snyder era baloney to do it the next day. And then we won't hear from him, like you said, until probably April. What do you make of John Keim? I don't know that they're done making moves today.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to bring in a whole new offensive coordinator, you're going to need to let them fill out their staff as they want. If you're going to bring in a new defensive coordinator, if you're going to bring in a guy like Raheem Morris, he's probably got 4 or 5 assistants he wants to bring in with him. So you're going to need to keep clean in house a little bit. I think special teams were good enough this year. They're probably safe in that regard. Although you heard Tress Way speaking, it very much like he wasn't certain if he'd be back here next year or not. So certainly major changes seem to be afoot. I think about, you know, Dan Quinn still has his defensive players on his side. We learned that yesterday. Like Bobby Wagner's, you know, those guys, they all love playing for him. Von Miller seems to be coming back next year. He hasn't lost that room at all. But your star quarterback loved Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. And I saw that he was, you know, this is Jordan Schultz, so take it with a grain of salt, but I saw that he was, quote, blindsided by this today. That's not great for long-term stability here.
No. I mean, that's what I'm very much worried about, is that Schultz is reporting that not just Jaden, but several key offensive players felt blindsided by this move. You know,
well, James, like, you can alienate the other guys. I mean, at the risk of disrespecting the other guys, like, you can alienate the other guys. You can't alienate your star quarterback.
Right. But I would argue, like, I think Zach Ertz was probably blindsided by this.
Sure, but, like, what's your effect of that? Like, maybe he doesn't come back next year. Like, that's not the end of the world. If Jaden, you know, you think about Kirk Cousins, who felt disrespected here at every turn by Bruce Allen, by ownership, and then walked in his contract. And I don't think that was the worst thing in the world, by the way. But if Jaden gets to his contract year and he's playing well and he says, I'd like to explore my options, right? Like a Scott Boras style, like, you can't sign me. Like, you can franchise tag me if you want, but I will get to free agency because I'm going to explore my options because I feel like I'm not a valued partner here. That's catastrophic.
Does this move at any point, does it make you think that Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and ownership feel differently about Jaden Daniels as the franchise quarterback?
I was intrigued by shutting him down early in the statement that made, and I know everything's RG3 all the time, but you remember Mike Shanahan shut down RG3 3 weeks early in that 2013 season because they needed him healthy for the offseason program. I'm not saying it was or wasn't the right decision, but I do think they have a ways to go to rebuild trust with him, and I think you're right. They may not perceive him as the answer anymore, which would be stunning to me because – correct me if I'm wrong, I think he played decently well at times this year.
Yeah, he didn't stay healthy, and it kind of feels like they're just blaming Cliff Kingsbury for him not staying healthy. It now becomes a difficult offseason for Jaden Daniels. Thank goodness he's healthy, but he will have to learn a brand new system. How quick do you expect Washington to move on hiring an OC? Will this be a topic of conversation the first week of February when we are in San Francisco for Bud Light Big Game Week?
Yeah, especially because if they grab somebody who's in the playoffs, you'll have to wait for them to leave the playoffs to hire them. So I think, you know, we'll wait and see who the name is. That's historically a week where the action all shakes out that week before, you know, you get to the big game week. I will say this, though. I mean, I do not trust Dan Quinn to make this hire. I would not let Dan Quinn make this hire. I would fire Dan Quinn. I would bring in an offensive coach, Adam.
I mean, look, I said yesterday if they fired Cliff Kingsbury, I'd be okay with firing Dan Quinn. I mean, it's just I don't know that I want Dan Quinn to hire this new offense coordinator because I think that was the best he could get was Cliff Kingsbury. And as Adam Peters, and the other thing about Adam Peters that's starting to annoy me, like the theme of the show today is that the first time I'm turning corner a little bit on Adam Peters, I'm tired of him talking about San Francisco. Shut up about the 49ers.
Well, he wasn't the general manager of the 49ers. He was the assistant general manager. And, you know, John Lynch probably did some of the things. I know that he was a major player there, but there were two major players there. And also in San Francisco, they took a step back in year two before moving forward in year three. They found their identity. Are these guys going to find their identity this offseason? What's it going to be? It's going to be a major overhaul, whatever it is, because offensively they've made the statement today, we don't want to be who we've been.
Let me take you back to Hard Knocks offseason. They might never do that again because of how bad it looked, made the New York Giants organization look. And yet the general manager is still in a job and the head coach, Brian Daboll, is out of a job. A lot of people remember very clearly, Brian Daboll was obsessed with Jaden Daniels in Hard Knocks that offseason. He wanted the Giants to get him. Would you have an affinity for Brian Daboll coming to be the next OC?
That's fascinating. I'll let anybody work with Jaden who's got credentials, who's good at it. I think just because you flame out as a head coach doesn't make you a bad coordinator. Raheem Morris is proof of that, right? I think Raheem Morris will be a good defensive coordinator somewhere. You know, Matt Patricia, a guy who has been historically, you know, was a very good defensive coordinator in some places, but was never a good head coach. Like, I think they are two different skill sets to a large degree. So, no, that wouldn't bother me at all. I was worried you were building to, like, would you trade him? Like, my goodness, no. Like, I part of what bothers me the most about today's news, Adam, is just that fraction of a thought of he might leave town over this someday. And that's terrifying. Like, if you don't have a franchise quarterback, you're not a participant in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think the only optimistic approach for this is, like, for Jaden to fully reach his ceiling, his full potential in the National Football League, he needs to be challenged more than what Cliff's offense has challenged him to do. Cliff's offense has been catered to make Jaden do what he likes best.
I mean, I think Jaden's a great passer, so I think playing up that is not a bad thing. I think Cliff put a lot on Jaden's play, and I think part of why Jaden liked working with him was that he gave Jaden a lot of autonomy at the line of scrimmage. I will be curious what the next coordinator does. If the edict will be take things off of his plate, he can't handle it, just spoon feed him the plays, or if they will continue to give him that autonomy.
Michael, it has been a wild day. When you heard the news, what was your first reaction? You're sitting down, you're having lunch. Did you spit out your coffee? What was it?
As a full spit take, I thought, you know, and it's a rude thing to do, right? They could have let this sit for a week and hoped he got a head coaching job and hoped this took care of itself. They were proactive in getting rid of him, man. That's a statement. There was a lot more tension there than just a little bit.
So you believe he cannot be hired as a head coach now?
How can you put a guy at a podium and say, we just hired him as the head coach? Oh, awesome. What does he do? Well, he just got fired from being an assistant. Like, that's – You talk about, like, the importance of winning the press conference in the NFL, which matters to owners. Like, that's not a win at a press conference. Like, this guy can't be a head coach in this cycle.
Yeah, but what if the Titans were choosing between Stefanski and Cliff Kingsbury? You're putting out a fired head coach or a fired OC?
It's fired head coach all day, every day, because fired head coaches retread into head coaching jobs. He's a fired assistant head coach. Like, he's
well, what if Cliff walks into the room, he wins people over, and he says, look, I was not fired. We mutually agreed to part ways because I didn't want to run the ball 30 times a game like Dan Quinn wants to.
I mean, I would believe in him. You know this. I'm a fan. I'm going down with the ship here. But, Mike, like, you're going to say we hired a guy who's coming off of a bad season, who flamed out in Arizona, who just got fired from an offensive coordinator job. Like, that is a tough sell to a fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what also is frustrating is what happened to that great story? Like, it was such a fun story with Adam Peters revealing this little piece of paper that Cliff had left on his, you know, on his desk, bring in the offensive tackle from Oregon. Like, turns out their relationship's been rocky for more than a year.
Well, I don't know. It's possible the losing brought it out, and it's possible that, you know, over the course of this season, Adam Peters began to grow disenchanted with some of the things Kingsbury does. It doesn't happen elsewhere, the no huddle, the shotgun. I think just because he's doing things differently doesn't mean he's doing things wrong, though.
Yeah. It's an interesting day here for Commanders fans. Peters is going to have to win me back over. He's going to have to win me back over this offseason.
He would be very well served to speak to the fan base again and in the near future. I agree with that.
Is there any chance that he fires Dan Quinn?
I just feel like you would have done that today, right? Like, if you're cleaning the whole house, it would be weird not to. I got my guy in Seattle. You ready to go get my guy? Like, I'll push Dan Quinn off the roof for you. But outside of that, it would feel weird to hollow out the whole staff, then come get him at a later time.
Yeah, but you are now on record. They should fire Dan Quinn, huh?
They should fire Dan Quinn. They should do it today.
And replace him with who?
Kubiak, obviously. That's my guy. The offensive coach who's had nothing but success working with quarterbacks. Pair him with Jaden. And you know what? If the defense isn't great, the defense isn't great. Make Jaden an NFL superstar by pairing him with a coach who can be with him for the next 10 years and can be his Andy Reid, his rock, and a guy who will get the most out of him. Like, that's the most important thing right now.
Yeah, because that OC is not going to be that guy, right?
Nope. Whoever becomes OC here, that is a transient position. If you do well, you move on to something else. If you don't do well, you get fired with Dan Quinn. There's no path for that person to become head coach here.
Right. I mean, our best case scenario might be like Bobby Slowick, right? I mean, we're going to need another Eric Bieniemy situation.
Thank you for making a depressing call worse, Adam. You've really cheered me up here. This is brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
It's a rough day. Black Monday is the phrase in the NFL, but it's Black Tuesday today.
Yeah, It's not Burgundy Tuesday, that's for
sure. What was it Jim Zorn said? Yeah, Burgundy and Yellow? It's Burgundy and Yellow Tuesday.
Yeah, hip, hip, hooray, Jim Zorn. That's Michael Phillips, MP, on the mic. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I feel like I'm in a tough position here as a diehard fan of this team, and I really do respect Dan Quinn. He was the coach I wanted, right? We go back, and there was the Ben Johnson crew. There was the guys that wanted McDonald and went to Seattle. There were people had their own guy, right? I wanted Dan Quinn. Why? Because I felt like it is so hard to hit on quarterback. We haven't hit in my entire life until now, right now, right? But we hadn't hit on quarterback, and I said, hire Dan Quinn so he can make the defense relevant again. And if the defense can be elite, then maybe we can get back to being a respectable franchise. But in two seasons, we have not seen a good defense. And I thought we had seen an offense that was transient, an offense that was doing new things with a new quarterback, and it was awesome. And even in a five-win season, at times our offense was awesome. Put up 40 on the Raiders. We looked really good against the Chargers and a solid defense. And so I'm sitting at the point here where I just tweeted, I love Dan Quinn. I don't know that I love him enough to have him replace both coordinators. This is so frustrating. Michael just said they should fire Dan Quinn. Just completely clean house. Rob tweets me, AWOD, you really love Dan Quinn? He's a 500 coach and a repeat of Ron Rivera. You want some positive news, though? Some optimism, J-Money? Jonathan Jones is the lead NFL insider for NFL on CBS, who said, I just got off the phone with one coach agent who said the Commanders may get a better coach at offensive coordinator than one of these teams with a vacancy get at head coach. Because in Washington, he says, you have the quarterback and you have a defensive-minded head coach who will theoretically let you be you. Some teams have ownership issues, general manager issues, or quarterback issues. I see what he's saying there, but I think my only response would be that wasn't Cliff Kingsbury that guy with a defensive head coach was going to let you be you, and then 2 years in, even though 1 year was successful, he doesn't want him to be you. They moved on from Cliff Kingsbury because Cliff would not change.
The fact of the matter is, like, it's hard to upgrade from an offensive coordinator that is getting coaching interviews, head coaching interviews. Yeah. That means that that's an elite offensive coordinator. You don't hire a middle-of-the-road offensive coordinator as a head coach. You have to make waves, and that's what Cliff Kingsbury was doing. I don't know how much better they can really get.
Yeah, and I kind of go back to what Michael was saying, too. Like, Dan Quinn, I think he's a really good guy and a great person and a leader of men. But that decision does not seem like a good guy. Like, it kind of seems like they were sabotaging his future. And that just doesn't match the kind of guy I think Dan Quinn is. Just like when I got super upset at Dan Quinn earlier this year because he didn't match what he was preaching when he decided to shut down Jaden Daniels on a Wednesday. Right? So I think Michael's right that Adam Peters is running the show here behind the scenes, and Dan Quinn's just the puppet. And Adam Peters came out yesterday and lied to our face when he said, I'm just here to support Dan Quinn. No, I think Adam Peters directly was disconnecting with Cliff Kingsbury, just like it was reported from Diana Russini over the weekend, and that's why the sides parted ways.
It does feel a little more personal.
Feels personal!
It doesn't make sense to fire him. It's the timing of all of it. That's
right.
What it is.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just, and like Michael said, you could have let him get a head coaching offer. Now, the only other thing is, like, all right, you move on from him. today, which allows you to then interview candidates tomorrow. But I kind of think they're going to end up getting a guy that's in the playoffs, right?
Right. Like who are your top targets? Like
unless they're just all in on Brian Daboll. I'm telling you right now, I don't think that's going to fire up this fan base.
The only
introducing another bald guy next to a bald guy who wears a hat every day to protect the fact that he's bald.
I think the only one that makes sense to me is if they're targeting Kevin Stefanski. He's going to get head coaching or at least interviews.
Yeah.
If they want to get him, they have to make that move now. There's not a lot of other guys that the timing of this has to be today.
But you were like a Stefanski guy, and everything I read, it does seem like he is going to get an offer from one team.
I would expect him to get an offer, but in the off chance that he doesn't, why not go pair up with Jaden Daniels, right?
Yeah. I think Dable's more likely than Stefanski. I think it might have to be a guy that got fired earlier.
Dable is the only one that really fits that mold. Yeah. You're going to pick up Brian Callahan? I don't think so. That doesn't make a lot of
no.
sense.
No. Baltimore fired their OC, Munkin. They fired him because it wasn't working with Lamar.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's just a mess right now.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Washington has not had the same QB1 and the same offensive system for three consecutive systems since Mark Rippon was QB1 in 1993. Al Galdi with that latest right now. And now we will go into the third year with Jaden Daniels, but he will have to learn a new system. I mean, it's tough because he's going to have to learn a new system, and at the end of the season, you're going to have to make a major decision about paying him millions and millions of dollars.
If anyone can learn a new system, Jaden Daniels has shown the ability to do that. Like, and I think the transfer portal is something that's going to help quarterbacks with this kind of thing because they have to go transfer to a new school, deal with a new system in college. It's not like they're in one system for 4 years and then new system, new system, new system. But it's still not a good thing. It's still not good for your development,
yeah,
especially after the season he just had where he wasn't that arguably top five guy that we saw in his rookie year.
I think if Adam Peters was fully convinced that he was going to pay Jaden Daniels top of the market quarterback money, then he wouldn't have fired his OC.
I think
I'm not saying they're going to move on from Jaden. I'm just saying I don't know that Adam Peters is ready to stroke him a check that makes him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
I don't know how you can't, though. Like,
he can't stay on the field right now, apparently.
You could say the hands are tied, but it's just because one season, and we talked about it, it feels like more freak injuries than anything. I don't think he's going to have this as a pattern. I think this is just a fluke for now. Now, if it happens next season, then we can have these conversations. But for now, there's no reason to think that he's not going to be able to stay healthy.
Right, but you're just making it very difficult for Jaden to learn a new system, have success in the regular season to the point that ownership wants to pay you top dollar.
You've got to prove it.
Yeah.
And you got to prove it year in and year out, and this year he didn't prove it. I don't love the move. I think very clearly we all don't like the move here. It feels really rushed, but they saw something, and you got to trust the ownership if this team is going to turn around.
Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury disagreed over several things. Grant Paulson is reporting it was the run-pass balance. The Commanders ran the ball 45% of the time when trailing, compared to 37% around the rest of the NFL. So they were above league average in running the football. Just doesn't, maybe they weren't as successful in running as they wanted to be, and that might just be Cliff's schemes. He was never the running the ball guy. He was the air raid guy. So they definitely need to run the ball better next year, that's for sure, and less quarterback runs. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan, trying to make sense of the Commanders firing offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Jay Money, tell the audience what you just told me during the break there.
I was just saying, it feels like we've gone through the seven stages of grief here. We started with anger. Feels like we're starting to get towards acceptance here at the end, but I feel like there's still a stage or two to go.
Yeah, and I think the acceptance is that maybe this is a message here. Jaden Daniels, shut up and play football. Stop having your mom tweet that you love Cliff Kingsbury and you come out and publicly say how much you love Cliff Kingsbury. Like, I don't know. Because it's a bad look because your quarterback is blindsided. Maybe it's a message. Hey, Jaden, I'm in charge here. I'm Adam Peters. I don't know.
There's got to be a better way to send that message, though. You can't just blindside your franchise or supposedly franchise quarterback like that. That's not a good way to build that relationship.
Yeah. I did say all year long, though, I want less read options. I want less plays in which Jaden can choose to run. If he chooses to run because of the circumstances, a.k.a. there's a rusher in his face or nobody's open, that's fine. But let's just stop calling plays for him that's a read pass option. I just don't think that's going to really help him fully develop as a quarterback. That's what they do for Lamar. We need stuff that they do for Patrick Mahomes, for Josh Allen. That's the type of offense we need here. So I guess, yeah, I'm accepting the fact that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn think they can improve the offense with a better coach and a better play caller, and one that I think leans more heavily into the run and the style of run that you can play action off of. Cliff did not like Jaden Daniels under center. I like my quarterback under center. I think play action works better with a quarterback under center. I know there's statistics that show that it works in shotgun. I feel like I've seen enough football to know it's more effective when you're under center. It's just an easier fake to do. The ball can't be seen when it's under center. Shotgun, everybody and their mother sees what you're doing with that ball. Yep. Everybody sees it. So, I think there's a chance that this team drafts Jeremiah Love and has Jaden paired with one of the best young running backs in the league, and they're going to run the football over and over and over again and play action to Terry McLaurin. We're going to see more probably of Deebo Samuel running the ball if he's back, right? Maybe I didn't think Cliff used Deebo to his best, right?
There weren't a lot of Deebo runs. Like, there were a lot of Deebo screen passes.
And there were the Deebo end-arounds.
Right.
But that doesn't really use him to the best of his ability. So, yeah, I mean, look, I am starting to accept that this was a 5-12 team, and even though the defense was the issue, the offense did take a step back. So I want the offense to get better. If you believe firing Cliff Kingsbury will get the offense better, you got to show it. That's what I'm saying. I have turned the corner on Adam Peters. He's going to have to bring me back in here and fire me up with a better hire than Cliff Kingsbury. It's hard to believe that that can happen right now with so many teams interested in hiring him as a head coach. But there are a lot of names out there in the NFL, and there are a lot of names that also had more experience and more success than Cliff Kingsbury. At the end of the day, it comes down to it. The most success he had was here in Washington. Maybe we get a guy that has had more success elsewhere. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Is there any other sports topics we didn't get to today?
Oh, it was a busy day. We had a full schedule with this one.
Did any other coach get fired around the league? Or
not
is
today.
Every coach... I guess Eberflus got fired in Dallas.
Yeah.
But, like, I think every other sports radio station in the country is probably focused on Washington right now.
It's got to be the big story. There's nothing else that's as big as this one.
Atlanta reworking Cousins deal? No.
Trey Young maybe a little bit, but we covered that one already.
Yeah. This was it. This was the biggest story in the country. That's amazing. All right, Grant Polson and Danny Ruye will drive you home. We'll be back tomorrow, live and local, on The Fan.